his way in Jesus' name.
You may be seated. Brother Mangan used to say that's the greatest thing they say in Pentecost. You may be seated. I'm not going to sing it. I want you to hear this before my remarks. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. That's what I get up singing every morning, every morning. When my feet hit the floor, I get up singing, Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. And he came with me. He came with me because he said, I'll go with you all the way. Even to the end of the world. So he came with me. He came with me on this platform. He came with me to this pulpit. He'll come with you. He'll go with you. Anywhere you go, if you'll invite him. Get up every morning, and when your feet hit the floor, say, Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Go with me. Lead me. Guide me. Let me meet people that need to know about you. Ha ha. Let me take hold of your hand. Lead me. Lead me, O Lord. I'm following you. I'm going beyond the veil to that beautiful city that you've gone to prepare for us. And I can't live without you. I want to make a connection with him every day. I'm not going to do a performance here for you today. I'm not going to be perfunctory. This church was born. The church of the living God was born in a prayer meeting. 2,000 years ago in an upper room in Jerusalem. I'm telling you, folks, this church has to be a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Because God will overturn and overturn until you catch on to his message. My house. My house. This physical house and this material and physical house will be a house of prayer. He'll turn your house wrong side out. He'll kick over every idol, every table. These are not my remarks. I had no idea I would say all of this. But I want you to know that I'm not here to perform or to give you just a message that I have even before me. I just know that we have to be a people of prayer. And this church is a landmark church. It's a landmark church, Brother and Sister Sism, Pastor Starks, and Sweet Chris, and your family, an anointed family, oh my word. And they are following, they are the counterpart. They are following the history of this church. We may even involve a little bit of that later. But all I want to tell you that I've read the book of Acts. It's your fifth book in your New Testament. It's the history of the most unforgettable people. And I want to be in that number. I want to be a book of Acts person. I want to be a book of Acts involved in a book of Acts church. I don't want to go to just any church. I want to be in a book of Acts church. And that book of Acts church was begun in a prayer meeting. And I salute your honorable, wonderful pastor for having this 30 minutes before every service, that anointed prayer meeting. And if there's anything that comes out of me today, you can believe I'm undergirded by those prayers. And I take nothing for granted because I'm a nobody, but I'm a somebody. Isn't that a strange? But there are many of those kind of things in the Bible. You really know the name of it. Say paradoxes. Say I'm a nobody, but I'm a somebody. Without Him, I'm a nobody. Ha ha. But with Him, I'm a somebody. Thank you. You're wonderful. I like your demonstration. I like your playing. I like you lifting your foot. Because your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't help it. When I do this, the heavens open up and hell trembles. When I do this, they really get scared. Now you like me already, don't you? Okay. Okay, now you'll receive me. Okay. Well, I want to tell you what a great pastor. Gracious, hospitable, liberal, self-sacrificing family. Pastor Jim and Chris Stark. Jimmy and Heidi Stark. Seeking to lead you into becoming a 21st century apostolic church, preaching the unceasing prayer ministry and reaching the lost. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm your guest speaker today. Because Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. So please follow your leaders. And he just gave you a quick exposition, a capsule on God's economy. And God said, you prove me by that. And see if I won't do what I said I would do. You just put me to the test and see if I won't do it. So follow them as they live out and you live out the New Testament principles. That's my reason, again, I tell you, for being here. And I bless every one of you. And I thank you for supporting this church. I am so delighted to be here. I thank them. They have been at my every beck and call. Thank you, Jen, for traveling with me. And thank you, church. And thank you, pastor, for allowing that. I give honor to this great church, this landmark church. Don't ever change from your legacy, your history. And I take you today to Revelation 5 and 8. And maybe, let me read maybe 8 through 5. 3 through 5. I'm sorry. Revelation 5, 8, and then Revelation 8, 3 through 5. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps. Now watch the word. The golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Because your prayers have the power to heal the past and to shape your future. Let me say that again. Your prayers have the power to heal your past and shape your future. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, so important. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints. Get that. Say all the saints.
All the saints.
Two are better than one. All the saints. There was given him much incense, that he should offer with the prayers of all the saints upon the what kind of altar? The golden altar, which was before the throne of the universe. Yes. And you're praying to the one on the throne of the universe.
Yes.
That has all power in heaven and earth.
Amen.
And with whom there are no impossibilities. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Oh, my God, my prayers. Oh. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire off the altar and cast it into the earth. And guess what happened? Thunderings and lightnings and earthquake. So it's okay for you to make a lot of noise, because heaven wants our noise, our praise, our worship, our thanksgiving, our shoutings, all of us. Prayer wasn't born in the 21st century. It didn't even begin with Jesus. Prayer is found in Genesis chapter 4 and throughout the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament. As long as people have believed in God, there has been prayer. through all these millenniums and centuries and hundreds of years. These prayers join in eternity to produce powerful results in God's perfect timing. And hear me, we are the divine continuum. Our prayers are mingling in eternity for eternal purposes. So don't think me beside myself, but with pungency and poignancy, I will speak. This is no hour in this titanic end-time struggle for half-hearted, half-baked, status quo, insipid, lukewarm commitment and foxhole praying for the people of God. We are to be on the cutting edge of prayer and fasting and reaching the lost, this dark, dark world that's growing darker by the day. And far too many of us are not yet men and women of mighty, mighty, fervent, unceasing prayer. We proverbially are picnicking at the mouth of hell while our families and this generation are going to hell pale mail. We really need the smell of hell. We need a revelation of heaven and hell. We need to realize that eternity is ready to receive every one of us any moment. And you may not have another tomorrow yourself. And your children that are not saved, whatever job you have, however well off you are, and however good life is treating you, it is nothing to be compared with your souls of the families that are lost. Give all your attention to saving your family and your neighbors and those that you know, and give them a chance. Give them an opportunity to go to heaven. Oh, we need a Mordecai with a broken heart, but a resolute will to lead us all in sackcloth and ashes until we become a church of mighty, fervent prayer against the malignant forces of hell that are ruthlessly and relentlessly ripping this nation apart. Let me pause to give you a little insert. Mordecai, the uncle or the foster father of his niece or his relative, that sweet Esther and her book. Oh, I love to read it over and over again. You will find him after he gets her to the spot and the place where she required nothing else and became the queen of one of the most wicked, cruel, heathen, Gentile kings, Ahasuerus. And she was the niece of this great man, Mordecai, whom I would love to give more credit to than even to Esther. He was the cause of her being on the throne. And here you find him. Get this if you miss all else I say, because this is just a little insert. And I can't keep you too long because I've got to run. But let me just get some valuable things into your heart. You will find him in the streets. You will find Mordecai, say, howling. Go ahead and say it with me. Say, howling. Mourning. In sackcloth and in ashes. And he knows that there has been a decree for the obliteration of his nation, all of the Jews. And he knows that he and Esther are involved in that. But you will find him. Oh, I would love to take a long time there. We know what all happened. We know that his prayers and his fastings. And you find him in that fourth chapter. But we find that his prayers and fastings awakened the king in the midnight hours with his enemy, Haman, walking the corridors of that castle or palace or whatever. And the king was awakened, and Haman gets to tell him he thinks it is he that is going to be honored. But let me just tell you, and let me hurry and close this. God awakened a man so that he would read the Chronicles and see where a man named Mordecai had never been honored for even sparing his life, the king's life. And you will find Mordecai, you will find him spared because of that. You will find his enemy hanged on his own gallows because of prayer and fasting, folks. It didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. You will find his enemy hanged on his own gallows and all of his sons. And you will find Mordecai, say, promoted, ridden through the streets in the king's chariot with all of his armor and all of the pomp and the glory and the grandeur and the praise and all of that. But that's not all, huh? You will find him in the last chapters where Esther again goes before the king and says, I know Mordecai has been spared, but you signed a decree for my people to all be destroyed. I want that erased too. And Mordecai's prayers, he had to stir Esther up. And she got her handmaidens together and say, through prayer and fasting. Say, the course was changed. The course was changed. You will find him now getting the keys to his enemy's house. You will find him being elevated over all the world. You will find him the most powerful man in the world besides King Ahasuerus. I'm telling you, folks, you have no idea what God will do for you if you will get yourself walking back and forth, praying and seeking God, and fasting and holding on to God. God will change the course of your family. God will change the course of this church. God will change the course of your job. Go ahead and clap your hands in that. You can't beat that example in the Bible. It is great. It is great, Pastor. And that's okay. I've got that. I've got every bit of that. And I may need it and I may not need it. You know what? I don't even care because I've got Jesus with me here today. I've got Jesus with me here today. And I'm thanking God that you are here. But let me just tell you, we need everyone in this great church that so much and so many are depending on. You are being watched. Eyes are upon this church. This facility is absolutely exquisite. It is a wonder that you have it. And it is decorated so beautifully that it says, everybody come, we've got this ready for you. We prepared this for you. And everything about it is beautiful. Thank you for your prayers and your fastings and your full financial support. Because that's what's made it happen. And from the least to the greatest in this church, we're here to help you to become ignited and reignited with a Holy Ghost flame of prayer that you will not cease. Say, I want my last chapter. I want it to be crowned with glory and honor and my family saved. And I don't want the circle of my family to be broken. I want it to be unbroken. I want us to all go sweeping through the gates of that city and say, prayer can make that happen. Many around you every day that you rub shoulders with are dying without hope. But I believe enough prayer of the people called by his name. Say his name. There's no power. There is no authority like that name of Jesus. I believe prayer in the name of Jesus can stop anything Satan wants to do. I believe the gates of hell cannot stand against the power of prayer. I believe you can knock down hell's gates with prayer and fasting and snatch your family right out of there. I believe this church is going to become more mighty or mightier in prayer and fasting than you ever have. Go ahead and give it all because the rapture is about to take place. Go ahead and give it all. Give your means, give your energies, give your talents, give your abilities. There was a woman walked up to me this morning before your pastor retrieved me from the hotel. And she said some great and wonderful things to me. And she said, I've watched you the last 2 days. And she said, some more sweet and beautiful things. I won't go on and finish that. And she's 20 years my junior. And she said, well, you're old enough to be my mother. I said, well, I'm a mother to a lot of people because there's a lot of hurting people that you've just come from right in there. They were eating breakfast. I told you that to tell you this. If a woman even saw me and was brave enough to approach me and accost me and tell me sweet and wonderful things that everybody needs to hear every once in a while, and especially when you're 87 years old. I'm telling you that you meet people every day, and if you have a chance, encounter them, approach them, and then you'll get in there. Say, love never fails. You can't go wrong by treating people good and by loving people. And before you leave your house, say, God, let me run into those today that I can minister to and love and win them to you. There's no limit to what you and I can do because we've got the Ark of the Covenant on the inside of us. And everything has to back up when the Ark comes. Get out of our way because we're here. We're on deck. We call the plays. Even the Apostle Paul knew more than the mariners knew when the storm hit. So there's a great storm raging and we've got the answer. Say, I've got the answer. Say, His name that's been given to me and I have the Holy Ghost power. Don't limit it. Don't waste it. Say, the blood that you love and that we just all preach about and love about that name and preach the Holy Ghost. Well, you're wasting it if you don't share it with the people of this world because He came to save the world. He didn't come to just save you and me. You don't have a corner on this. Nobody has a corner on this. This belongs to the world. And prayer wakes them up and you and I go out there and reap the harvest. Come on, say hallelujah. Oh, the kind of prayer I'm talking about, it's an unexplored field, really, in Christian experience. The limitless field and the possibility of prayer. Oh, let it get a hold of me like it never has. I'm praying for God to wake me up even more. And I've been up since 4:30. So help me. I've been up since 4:30. I was asking God to jar this church. Shake this church. Do a revolutionary work in this church. Oh, we're great, Sister Megan. You are. You are great. But say from glory to glory. Why stop now? If it's this good, say it can get better. We're praying, but we can pray better. We can do more. We can do better. Hallelujah. Say, I can do better with this music department. I can teach these children and young people better. We've got a bigger tomorrow than our yesterday was. And we've got the power to change the past and embrace the future with prayer. Oh, I wish you'd wake up with me. Now let me tell you what your prayers do. It goes through stone walls. Nothing can stop prayer. It's funny. Past locked doors into the inner room and touches the heart of a person and changes his or her decision. If you've got children or anybody that you're trying to talk to and they will not listen, let me tell you how to make them listen. Get into their mind and into their heart and into their thinking with prayer. Because God's got dreams and visions that He can give them and wake them up. God can send angels to them. Say, I believe you, Sister Mannion. Say, I'm going to try it. Say, I want God to get into the mind of my son, my daughter, my wife, my family, my husband. Get into their minds and talk to them. Change their thinking. Turn them around today, God. And recover them from the snare of the enemy. Do you know that there are those out there praying today? Lord, let somebody come to me. I'm trapped. I'd love to come out of this dope. I'd love to come out of this liquor. I'd love to come out of this terrible relationship. But I need some power to do it. We've got the power to unlock. Jesus said the anointing is upon me because He sent me. What all to do, Pastor? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to set the what? He has sent me to do all of that is with the anointing. Don't waste that anointing of the Holy Ghost that is upon you. Pray before you leave the house that you'll have enough of nerve to do it. Say, they're out there waiting for me and I've got the answer. Does anybody here believe what I'm saying? That we're going to get into their minds. We're going to pray till we get into their minds. Oh. The book of Acts of the Apostles could be called the Acts of Prayer. Really, that could be the name of it. Because it was the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the Apostles and the early church. And He'll act through me just as much as He acted through them. We're the counterpart of those wonderful days. And throughout the book, you'll find prayer and prayer more than you will find anything else. It was the rescue operation. It was the early church defense. Supernatural results ought to happen here today. I'm expecting miracles to happen in your lives. I'm expecting supernatural things to happen here today. I've seen it happen. I've seen people stand up that couldn't hear. And I've seen them stand up and start screaming and say, "I hear." I've seen people. I saw a man that died in our church. All the nurses and doctors there rushed there. No sign, no nothing. Rushing over there. Brother Manning was yet alive. He and Pastor stepped over chairs and all this and that and the other. Started praying for the man and began breathing. Anything could happen here today. When we come together, we ought to expect miracles. We ought to expect miracles. We ought to expect the supernatural. We ought to expect anything to happen here today. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ought to stand up and receive it. Oh, I wish somebody would. Prayer is dynamite. It'll go behind closed doors to the inner prison. It went past 16 armed, well-trained soldiers and delivered the chief apostle because prayer was made without what? Say it again.
Ceasing.
Without ceasing. Without ceasing. I don't care how caught up in the moment that you are, and I love those moments. But even in those moments, I'm still connected. I'm still praying. God, You said with thanksgiving You would answer my request. I'm thanking You, God, that that request that I prayed for just a while ago when this great man led us in prayer, I am thanking You that that request is fulfilled.
Yes.
Do you believe me?
Amen.
Are you feeling a little bit of what I'm feeling?
Yes.
Do you wish you were as red hot in the Holy Ghost as I am? Say, cloven tongues of fire set upon each of them. Lord, let the Holy Ghost and fire settle upon this congregation today. Get the Holy Ghost and fire today. Oh, believe that God's word is truth. Believe it. Stand on it. It cannot lie. And believe that He will never abdicate His throne or fail in any of His promises. Just sit down there and keep ringing His doorbell until He comes, because He's coming.
Yeah.
Jesus said to those asking Him when He said, it's hard for a rich man to enter into heaven, going through the eye of a camel. Well, you have many explanations. I won't go there, but I will tell you this. He said, oh yeah, with men it is what? With men. Say, with men.
With men.
It is impossible. Say, but with God. All things are possible. And blessed are you. Blessed are you, Jesus said. Thomas said, well, I won't believe except I see. He said, but blessed are those that cannot see. Now, you look at me. I'm not ashamed. This is a hearing aid. And when I get rambunctious, it pops out of there and I just pop him back in. Aren't I a miracle? I'm a miracle. And you ought to shout, I'm a miracle too. It's a miracle how God saved me barely. I was almost 6 years old, and I've been a live wire for Him ever since. I'm telling you. I love it, folks. I've got the Holy Ghost in fire. Keep this thing plugged in. Don't you love it? What do you think a performer would do if that happened to them? I saw a preacher preaching with his dentures, and the dentures shot out, and he just reached back there and got them, put them back in, and kept preaching. In a Holy Ghost revival apostolic church, He said anything could happen. Well, I'm not talking about those miracles. I mean everything else can happen. But you just let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you and say, God's going to do some great things here today. Say, I'm believing Him for what I came for. Say, I'm going to know I've been to church when I get out of here today. By God's help and grace and my obedience and pursuit of His holy will, I intend to fill up as many of those bowls that I read about to you of prayer. Say, bowls of prayer. Say, golden bowls. My prayers every day are going in those golden bowls. And they're before the golden throne. And my God of the universe is on that throne. And there are those golden bowls right there on the altar that's right before the throne of God. How many of you want to fill up some bowls of prayer? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? The church, your pastor, the leadership members that follow Him and work with Him, and lost souls and your family, you ought to fill up those bowls that before the golden throne, in the golden bowls, with the golden censers, right before the, on that golden altar. You ought to say, God, I'll tell you this, Brother Mangan and I filled up many of those golden bowls. They're not all poured out yet, but say they're going to be poured out. I may not be here to see it, but I promise you those golden bowls are going to be emptied and there's going to be thunderings and lightnings and shaking and awaking. I want all of that. I want all of that. I want all of that. Clap your hands. And say, my God, keep me, Pastor, and say, Sister Maine, we got to get you out of here. Because see, I didn't even know when I started. I got plenty of time. Well, I've got a few things I want to tell them. Thank you. You're sure good looking sitting there, Pastor. But we did enjoy those hot rolls yesterday, didn't we? And those big old cinnamon rolls. I can't button my coat today. Wow. Well, let me tell you, and don't miss this. The golden altar before His throne. Say, God adds much incense to the incense caused by my prayers. Where this added incense comes from, I do not know, but get this. It is the Holy Ghost groans of Romans 8, 26 and 27. Say, groaning when you can't even talk. Moving your lips and whispering when you can't even talk. In Popsy's book, Larry Clark, that has never missed since Anthony has been home as pastor for 31 or 32 years, has never missed going to the church every morning at 4:30 or 5 and praying at least an hour and comes back for transcripted prayer and whatever. The man, and he wouldn't want me to say this, and I don't want to say how wealthy he is today. I just want to tell you that there were two people in that church that gave $50,000 to missions during Because of the Times. I just want to tell you, you fill up any of these bowls and God will pour it out on you. You support His work. You support missions. And God will do it. You can't outdo God. You can't outgive God. And so Larry said to me, I said, Larry, are you talking in tongues? And he was doing like this. Bah, 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 bah. I said, are you talking in tongues? And Popsy, of that book, an old apostle or pioneer that brought in many churches, and the little apartment we built for him, his prayer stained the walls of that church in that bedroom. Those who live there can tell you that. That's where Lenora is living now. And Popsy prayed there every day, and many people came by there to be prayed for, and cancers fell off. And they're not even in the church today, but some of them are. And he married many there. All I'm telling you that for is to tell you, he'd sit on that platform and just like your pastor, bah, 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 bah. And I said, Larry, you're not talking in tongues. He said, listen, I saw Popsy do it and it worked for Popsy. And if it worked for Popsy, it'll work for me. So I'm just going to pop, 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 Oh, and God takes our prayers and say that those bowls are plural. Say plural. Not just one bowl, say bowls. Mixes them with fire. Fire from heaven's altar. The same fire that fell on Sinai. The same fire of the Lord that fell on Mount Carmel and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. The same fire that fell on the 120 at Pentecost. The same fire of the Holy Ghost that I received when I was born again. So don't ever lose the wonder of that. Earth has no greater power, no greater honor than a person being filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I don't want just the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost in fire. John the Baptist introducing Jesus and making the way straight so that he could come on the scene, said he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost in what?
Fire.
So get the fire if you don't have the fire. I want the fire like I feel it in me today. You think an 87-year-old would have this strength to carry on like this? No, but says the Holy Ghost in fire. And when they're poured out, the contents of those bowls, there are voices. Say voices. I told you about those voices. Thunderings, lightnings, earthquakes are bowls of prayer with this much incense and the fire that God adds to it. God adds fire. They hear voices that become, get this word, say intercessor, mediators. Your prayers become voices in the minds of your children and your family and those you're trying to reach. Intercessor mediators, those voices, which speak into the hearts and the minds of our loved ones, our children, and others. And those needing direction and answers to their dilemmas and confusion. The same voice that the post moved in the temple when Isaiah prayed. The same voice that the Almighty, that Ezekiel heard in Ezekiel 1:24. The same voice John heard in Revelation 1 and 2. The same voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Say, my prayers are going to be poured out. They're going to hear the voice of God in their minds. And it's going to be an intercessor to their minds. Like Abel, though we be dead, our prayers are still speaking to our family members. And we connect with them through prayer and sacrifice. I bring you an amazing, miraculous report. Joan Ewing. How many of you have ever heard of Merle and Joan Ewing? Merle and Joan Ewing assisted Brother Mangan in Alexandria for probably 6 or 7 years. She had a brother that never... Her mother, Vida Lee Clark, was the lady's president, as is your pastor's wife of this state. She was of the state of Louisiana for many, many years. She dressed her young son like a prince in London, England. He was gorgeous. She dressed him just exactly like an English young boy of a royal family. The boy grew up, got with the wrong company, got into alcohol, and the man now is probably 65 or so years old. Rolled into Jones Church 2 weeks ago and was filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. His mother and father are with the Lord. That's what you tell them, Pastor. You tell them. You tell them their
prayers are still working. If you want to influence your children,
yes,
and your grandchildren after you're gone, go ahead and put some prayers in those golden vials now.
Say those bowls of prayers, God added His incense and fire to it. And I'm going to tell you all the others. Say all the prayers from Genesis 4. That means Abraham altars, all of his altars. Say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob's wrestling match, all of the prophets, all of the apostles. Their prayers are in those bowls with mine because we're the divine continuum. Hallelujah. And God puts His fire in there and pours it on your family. You're a fool. Let me say it. You're a fool not to pray. Oh, come on, everybody. Stand up and embrace that. Don't stop, Pastor. They don't need to stop. We need to break into something. I don't have to finish this. Oh, if that doesn't light your wood's wet. And when my God adds incense and fire to mine that I've put in those bowls, look out, devil. Set your foot down and say, hey, hell, you might as well turn loose of them because I'm coming after them. Go ahead and shout that out. Talk in tongues. Shout it out. Come against him. Come against him right now. Come against him right now. I don't have to finish, folks. I'm going to tell you. But I do want to tell you this one. And you can do what you want to. You can stand or sit down or you can start talking in tongues. You won't drown me out if the Holy Ghost thinks I need to say it. But I want to tell you about a cynical father as well. Several sons and daughters who, like him, were lost and deeply entrenched in sin because of him. But the day came when the whole family was saved because there was a mother, his wife, in that family that said, I know what intercessory prayer can do, and I'm going to fill up those prayer bowls of heaven, and I'm going to see my family saved no matter what the devil's doing to them now and no matter what's going on. And she filled up prayer bowls before that golden throne on that golden altar in her golden bowls. And God took much incense caused by her praying and fasting and perseverance and her prayer of faith and added much incense and fire and poured it out on that family. That father, that husband had a vision of hell. You pray for yours to get a vision of hell. Are you hearing me? The man that preached yesterday, the pastor, Brother Gonzalez, said his son, he nearly lost him. But he said, God gave me a vision of hell. And you went on a 30-day fast. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you to become consistent with your fasting and with your prayer. But this man was so troubled by what he knew was going on. He went on a 30-day fast. When he came down off the platform, I said, I have to know what kind of fast it was. Was it a total fast? He said, no, I drank water and some juice. But he said, my boy is my associate pastor today, and said, you wouldn't know him, but that changed the course of that boy because God filled up those bowls of and added his incense to it and poured it out on that like he did this husband and this father. He had a vision of hell, saw his children falling into hell and the flames leaping around them, and he heard a voice. Say, a voice. Say, I want mine to hear a voice. I want mine to have a dream. I want mine to have a vision. I want him to hear something. And he heard a voice saying to him, you're to blame. He heard that in this dream. You're to blame. Need I tell you, he not only cried out to God in old-fashioned repentance and had a violent experience and was born again and talking in tongues. And one by one, the sons and the daughters, the entire family came to the Lord and was saved. And one of the daughters cried out, had it not been for our praying mother who refused to give up, we'd all be lost and on our way to hell. Mama, don't give up. Daddy, don't give up. Church, don't give up. Don't give up. And we are the divine, I want you to remember that, we are the divine continuum of the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the handmaidens, and the prayer warriors of all the ages. Think of the prayers of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, Jehoshaphat, Isaiah, Hezekiah, Peter, James, John, Jude, and all the holy apostles. God adds those prayers with my prayers. They're all mixed together. I'm hooking in to the ages and the prayers of Brother Witherspoon and all of those who followed after him, and even Jesus Christ. And the Lord, oh, think of Brother G.T. Haywood and all of the others, as I said. Thunderings and lightnings and fire and earthquakes. Say revival shakes. Churches shake. Homes shake. Individual shake. Cities shake. Nations can shake. Prayer without ceasing. Prayer that shatters our status quo. Prayer that drains us of every other interest. Prayer that excites us by its immense impossibilities. Prayer that sees God as the one that can rule on high and is mighty to save. Say, at the right time, He's going to pour out these bowls, all of those powerful prayers. He's going to release the answer. And I want to tell you, I'm not going to forget it. Say, I'm not going to forget what you're telling me. Because the power of prayer and fasting and all night praying, and have we forgotten the power of supplication and pleading and agonizing and travailing of prayer? Have we forgotten the prayer of agreement? Have we forgotten the power that when we're pulling together in one mind and one accord, when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, pulling our family and our children right out of the flames of hell, and instead of filling up bowls with stuff like gossip and whispering and tale-bearing and have you heard, or is this the way it is? Let's pray together. Let's pray one for another. Let's pull together. Let's care for one another. Let's pray for one another. We've got to remember that people pass from this life, say forever, to eternal destination, either heaven or hell. Don't forget that it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, where the books are opened and another book is opened, which is the book of life, and the dead are judged out of those books. And whosoever name was not written in the Lamb's book of life is cast into the lake of fire. You've got to get their names written in the Lamb's book of life. So I ask you, is anything more important than your family? Is anything more important than my family and souls being saved? God will one day bury you and me. Our physical life will come to an end. But those bowls that are full of prayer, I'll be gone, but my prayers will live on. Say, prayers never die. There are no graves, no markers for tombstones of prayers. Say, God forbid that I should sin against God. He didn't say sin against them. He said, it's a sin against God. Say, prayerlessness is a sin against God. This man needs your prayers. Every man that holds up his hands, I'll be praying for you from here on out. This family needs your prayers. This landmark church needs your prayers. You need to support it and support it with all that you can, because the Lord's coming and our time is short. I'm begging you today to stand to your feet. I'm begging you to cry out with me. I'm begging you to intercede right now for your family, for this church, for your pastor, for all of those. I beg you in the name of Jesus to not stop here for a few minutes. Don't stop for a little while. I don't want to stop. 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 It's not a sermon that I preached. It's got to become a way of life. Your family is hanging on you. There are souls out there with your name on it that only you can win. Yes, Lord, yes. Stay together. We can change things. One horse can do a lot, but two horses can do more. Let any two of you agree on touching any one thing and it'll happen. What could a whole church house full do? Oh, what are you feeling? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? I'm feeling like crying out. I know what prayer can do. I'm feeling like calling on His name. I'm feeling like telling Him anything about faith or prayer or anything. Why don't you turn to that one next to you and say, I want you to agree with me for my family. Agree with me for my family. Or get out and walk around and say, Oh, turn to somebody by and say, agree. Agree with me for my mom and daddy, my grandmother, my grandfather, my boy, my girl, that I lost. Oh.